Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Manifesting challenges, but they're going to be doable. Okay. I was talking to one of my clients and she said that she was doing a manifesting challenge and she goes, it was so complicated. She goes, I felt like there was so much to do and I was getting behind quickly. And then so overwhelming, I usually quit. That's it. That's what a lot of people do because we have so many things coming at us throughout our life anyways, wearing many hats that we're going to simplify. We just bring it down to where it's like simple ways to do these things. So that's it. First, I want you to think of one area of your life that you want to shift. Then you want to scale it. And what I mean by that is so many times we go, oh my gosh, this is how I'm feeling, is I'm feeling afraid. And most people, they're not even aware of how they feel or what they're doing. They just kind of go in life and think that, you know, this is the way it is. But let's say we get to a point where we're like, okay, this is where I'm feeling and I'm down here. What most people try to do is they try to go from fear to joy at the very top, to love, to freedom, to, you know, just this bliss, right? And that's where they give up. Try to climb a ladder from the first rung up to the 13th without going in the middle. You can't do that. I'm not saying it's impossible, but that's not how it works. You got to go from one step to the next, to the next, to the next. And it doesn't mean you have to go from fear to insecurity, to jealousy, to rage. I don't mean that, but going from fear to something a little higher. Maybe that fear goes to, oh, I'm a little concerned, which maybe you go to worry, right? I'm concerned about going into a relationship, or maybe you're a little doubtful, but you try to just scale it instead of jumping the whole ladder. Okay. So you get this area of your life that you want. Number one, you think about it. Okay. What would you like? What would give you joy? And it could be something that drastically needs to change, or it could be something that it's like, you know, things are going pretty good right now, but this would make me happy if this improved. Okay, so you just think of that one area, then the next step is you scale it. Recently, I have been working with a delightful soul. He's a beautiful, beautiful soul. And a month ago, he was in a real state of despair. And he definitely has been down in that fear, grief, despair, powerlessness. But as I started to work with him and peel back the layers, it's so gratifying to me to see that the life is coming back and breathe back in. And I just met with him yesterday and I feel like it's like, oh, okay. I'm seeing those lights coming on and I'm seeing that twinkle in his eye and it makes me really, really happy. So understanding the scale is really, really important because, you know, so many times people in life, they'll get beat down by themselves, number one, but then on top of that, other people, well-meaning people will make comments that they think they're helping and they're actually just beating them down even more. And then they expect them to just snap out of it and just fly. If you think about a bird that has been severely wounded, you don't expect them to just get up and fly. You go, okay, we got to nurse them back to health. And sometimes we hit those spaces in life and we need that. And so getting super familiar with this concept is so helpful because it will not only help you, it will also help you when it comes to your spouse. If you see your spouse in a space of insecurity or fear, instead of, you know, beating them down and pushing them down even further, you can go, oh, I recognize, you know, he just lost his job or his sales aren't going so well. So I think he's feeling a little insecure, you know? So instead of beating him down, I'm going to try to help support him to bring him up and help him feel more comfortable, or her. So once you realize where you're at, you can start reaching for that feeling more and more. Number two, after you realize what you want and you start to realize, you know, where you're at now and you can start scaling it. Next, you start reaching for that feeling more and more and allowing yourself to be in that space more and more of that feeling. Okay. So asking yourself, what would it feel like to be in the place of neutrality? What would it feel like to be in the place of acceptance? What would it feel like to be in the place of joy? You start reaching for that better feeling more and more. So there's a book, it's called The Big Leap. I don't know if any of you have read it. It's so good. It's by a guy named Gay Hendricks. And basically he breaks it down into helping you understand what we all do to ourselves. So we all have what's called the upper limit problem. And the upper limit problem is basically that we don't believe that we deserve to be happy all the time. So we cap ourselves to a level of joy for no reason. So it's like, only going to let myself get this successful, or I'm only going to let myself feel this much joy. And once we hit that upper limit of the ceiling, then we got to self-sabotage to bring ourselves down. And so we'll do this in our relationships, in our health, in our finances. It's like, I'm only going to allow myself to feel this financially comfortable. And so once I get to that point, then I've got to create something else. And this sounds trippy, but because we are creators, we will subconsciously create something to take out our funds or to cause a car accident or a wreck or a flat tire, or maybe not something that drastic, but something that will take away our funds. Or let's say we're going to apply this to our health. It's like, I can only look so great or feel so great that then I've got to, you know, self-sabotage myself with drinking a bottle of wine at night or eating, you know, a whole pack of cookies or whatever it is we do to self-sabotage. So we're only going to let ourselves feel so good until we're like, nope, that's too much joy. I got to sabotage. Isn't that silly? So when you start to understand his concept, it's so interesting how this fits in with allowing yourself to feel good and feel comfortable feeling those higher level emotions. It really just takes practice and realizing that you're self-sabotaging, or realizing that when you don't feel comfortable feeling good, you stop and you go, wait a minute. No, I deserve to feel good. And I'm going to allow myself to stay in this space longer. And as you allow yourself to stay in it longer, then the next time you'll stay in it even longer and even longer. And you just allow yourself to bathe in those higher level emotions. But looking at your life with those four stages, I think is really, really helpful to realize that, you know, when you hit that upper limit, and you start to try to bring yourself back down, you don't do that anymore. So read that book for all of you that are interested, because it's really, really, it's really key, and it helps you understand what we're doing to ourselves. Okay, so step three is you get into a space of allowance and you allow yourself to bring in those things that you've created. And, you know, when you first uncover what you want, and then number two, you allow yourself to stay in that space even longer. So when we get into the space of allowance, I want you guys to think of this. So whenever you go, okay, I want this, you have to bring yourself up to that vibrational match on that scale to be able to see it and experience it in physical form. Trippy, huh? Whatever it is you want. Whatever, if it's a home on the lake, if it is pure peace and joy, whatever it is, it's already there. It's right there. But you've got to bring yourself up to that vibrational match to experience it in physical form. That is the vortex. Okay. The vortex, I want you to just think of like this funnel. Okay. It's a funnel that is right by you at all times. And you can choose to be in it or out of it. In it is where all of the good stuff is. It's where, you know, when you're in the vortex, when you're in the funnel of creation of things that you really, really desire and that are all the good things in life, the higher vibrational emotions, then it's right there. You can choose to step in it. But many times we step out of it. And how we step out of it is by focusing on things that are lower levels, lower level dimensions, and lower level emotions. So we bring ourselves out of it. So we kick ourselves out of it, right? And all of us have been in it and out of it in our life. But how long can we allow ourselves to feel comfortable inside that vortex? How long are we going to allow ourselves to bask in the beauty of peace and love and joy and laughter and connection and fun and intimacy and health and all of those things that are really, really good that we deserve and that we want in our life? So what we do is we end up choking the chi, is what I call it. And it is, so chi is good energy flow. It's positive energy flow. So we can want something and that's good. This is important. This is really important for us to wrap our brains around. So it's really good for us to want something, to launch those desires out. But when we want it so bad that we're like, I want it, we start to choke the chi, which means you send out this doubtful energy. So you got to want it, but not want it so bad that you are sending out a vibration of doubt. This was frustrating for me because I'm like, oh my gosh, seriously? You got to want it, but not want it too bad. Like what? Okay. It's super simple though. Okay, guys. So I'm going to give you an exercise you can do this week. And it's so powerful. But what you do is you just literally create a circle in front of you. You can do this in the morning. Ideally, you do this when no one's around or they're going to think you're wacky Thule. That's my mother-in-law's saying. She's from New Zealand and she'll say in her cute accent, oh, he's wacky Thule or whatever. But if you do this on your own, when you feel comfortable, you're behind closed doors and you just literally create your own vortex. You're going to do an invisible circle in front of you. Okay. Close your eyes, you drop down into your heart. And this is what I call my co-creation circles. And you're literally going to just use your hand and you're going to think about those things that you want. So you can say them in I am statements and you just think I am filled with joy and you put it in your vortex. I am in a beautiful, loving, trusting, happy, playful marriage. Throw it in your vortex. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am sexy. Whatever it is you want, you throw it in your vortex. I am joyfully receiving X amount of dollars doing what I love. Boom. Throw it all in there. And then you step inside. You intentionally step inside your vortex. So the circle, the imaginary circle you just drew, you step inside it. That's your challenge for the week, is I want you to intentionally create a vortex every single morning. Okay. You can spend 5 minutes doing this. You can get lost in it and spend an hour, however long you want. But I want you to just close your eyes, envision the space in between you that you are putting all of your beautiful creations you want, and then you're stepping into that. Then for the rest of the day, you go have fun. Have fun. I'm not saying you have to go all day long, oh, I want this and I want that. I want this. No. You just put your orders in, okay? And then you just allow, just be in that space of allowance. And when something comes in to try to pop you out of your vortex, try not to allow it to happen more and more and more. And if you do get out of your vortex, it's okay. Take a deep breath and just intentionally go, okay, I'm stepping back in. Let's give you an example. Let's say your husband or your wife comes in and they're in a funky mood. They've had a crappy day and they come in, or your kids or somebody in your life comes in and they're in a crappy mood and they're trying to, or maybe they're not trying to put their stuff on you, but you allow it because you just jump in with them like, geez, what's your problem? When you catch yourself doing that, you take a deep breath and you realize, hey, that's their stuff. I don't need to take it on. I don't need to. And I'm going to choose not to. And so then you step back into your vortex. So that's it this week. That's your challenge. 5 minutes every single morning, at least. You can take longer if you want, but every morning, get up before your house. So if you get up before your kids or whoever lives with you, if you get up before them and you do this on your own, that is the key. If you try to do this after they wake up, probably not going to happen. I used to do this at 5:30 in the morning, every morning for 30 days. And that was life-changing for me. So this week, become aware of when you're hitting that ceiling of joy, and then you start to bring yourself back down and allow yourself to stay up higher longer, and then create your vortex in the morning and step into it. Okay. So have a fabulous week, everyone. Bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.